KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, then.
It makes me laugh. Bob Moses is a great name.
It's a great name.
It's brilliant, isn't it? What if Moses' first name actually was Bob?
Maybe that's what they're insisting.
Bob, go up that mountain, would you, and get them stone slab things.
Changes everything. All right, we're going to do some local news and a couple international stories for you now in the morning news. A local couple has contributed the largest gift the Laguna Beach Community Clinic has received to date to ensure the clinic's ongoing operations. The clinic announced this week that Bill and Sue Gross donated $1 million to the clinic's endowment fund over the past 2 years. They are longtime supporters of the clinic and have also helped fund daily operations and the teen clinic. Sue Gross, president of the Gross Family Foundation, says she toured the clinic a few years ago with her son Nick and was impressed by the volume of patients served and a full spectrum of health programs provided. She says, like all residents of Laguna Beach, we want to see our community healthy, so investing in the clinic was a natural choice for us. The clinic serves more than 4,200 patients living and working in and around Laguna Beach.
Fantastic.
What a remarkable couple they are.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
She was impressed by the volume of patients served. When I was there, it was quite quiet.
Hmm.
A little volume joke there? No?
I didn't get it.
Too early? Okay, but it's a great place, the community clinic. Volume. Never mind. It's a brilliant place as well, too. It's really amazing how it serves the community. For years before I had fancy health insurance, I went to the community clinic, and they're no slouches down there. The doctors down there are some of them are really kind of award-winning dudes.
Well, Bill and Sue Gross are almost single-handedly responsible for Laguna Beach being a town of great medical services. They donated something like, I think it was $50 million to Mission Hospital just last year.
Where did they get $50 million from?
Well, we'll talk about that later.
What do they do? How do you get that kind of money?
Investing. and now the emergency room at Mission Hospital is named after them. I know because I was just there.
You're
when
just
I broke
there,
my
right?
toe. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. What's it? And is it? And their name is Bill and
Sue Gross.
Sue Gross.
PIMCO. You're not familiar?
Yes, I'm totally familiar. In fact,
you just want to make $50 million.
I was the cantor at their grandson's bar mitzvah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They rented the Padres, the stadium, yeah.
Oh,
and
my!
And they built like a whole production down there for this kid. It was like the Holy Temple.
That might be the world's greatest bar mitzvah.
It was outrageous. I've got photographs of it.
Was the stadium full?
Nope.
Oh no!
They were just
not.
Down on the like near the mound.
Okay.
On the field. Is that what they call it? And yeah, so very cool. Yeah, they're interesting people. Brilliant. Good for them. And I'm glad they're doing charitable stuff in the town, and the clinic is just a brilliant organization and well worth supporting.
Well, that's your local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. A couple in international stories now. Two people were shot dead and three injured in what police call a very targeted attack at a camp for homeless people in Seattle. Authorities said no one has been arrested and they are looking for two persons of interest. The victims lived at the encampment known as the Jungle, south of downtown Seattle. One woman died at the scene and one man was brought to a hospital in Seattle and later died. Police believe it was very targeted. According to Assistant Seattle Police Chief Bob Murner, last November, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray declared a state of emergency regarding homelessness in Seattle and said he would pledge $7 million to the crisis. I can't help but wonder, did I act too late? He said at a press briefing. He said the camp has been an unmanageable and out of control for almost two decades.
Yeah, I included this story because I know that we've got issues with the homeless here in town, but it clearly is nothing like Seattle. So, I mean, the ASL in the canyon there, the alternative sleeping location, it's a lot of things, but we couldn't call it a jungle.
No, nor a state of emergency.
Right.
It's a good reminder of our town.
Exactly. We do have some problems, there's no doubt. And it's an ongoing debate, discussion, conversation, but things could be worse.
And finally this morning, the U.S. Treasury has told the press that it considers Russian President Vladimir Putin to be corrupt.
No.
Right.
Say it ain't so.
Top story. The U.S. government has already imposed sanctions on Putin's aides, but it is thought to be the time It is directly, this sentence doesn't make any sense, accused him of corruption. His spokesman told journalists that none of these questions or issues need to be answered. They are pure fiction. Last week, a public inquiry said Putin had probably approved the murder of ex-spy Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko, a former Russian Federal Security Service agent and fierce critic of Putin, was poisoned in London by radioactive polonium in his cup of tea. Adam Sussman, who oversees U.S. Treasury sanctions, has said the Russian president is corrupt and the U.S. government has known this for many, many years.
Yeah, it's a brilliant story. It's real sort of Cold War cloak and dagger. This Litvinenko guy was in hospital for some other purpose. He was overnight in hospital. And while he was in hospital, people, you know, like spy versus spy dudes from the Russian, what do they call them there? You read it out. They're not the, it's not the...
The Kremlin?
The Kremlin or whatever. It's not the, they used to have another name, you know, the Russian spy service.
Oh, the FSB? The Federal Security Service?
Federal Security Service, yeah. That's right. So those guys snuck into the hospital and put, was it plutonium?
Yeah, it was radioactive, no, polonium.
Polonium.
Not familiar with polonium.
No, polonium. It sounds like a sausage, doesn't it?
I mean, this isn't, the polonium. I mean, aside from, like, the U.S. admitting the fact that this is obvious to us, it's not really much of a story, is it? I mean...
That Putin is a...
Yeah, he's corrupt. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but corrupt is one thing, but, you know, to, like, put him... Polonium in people's tea. That's really outrageous.
You've watched House of Cards, right?
Yeah.
Because they have a fictional Russian president, but it's really it's just really supposed Putin. To be Putin, and yeah. He's just doing a bunch of evil stuff.
Is this part of the sort of thing? I mean, they love to demonize us in Russia and blame all their economic problems and whatnot on the West. Do we still, like, do we use them as a scapegoat because it's easy? I don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows anything. Who knows whether Putin's corrupt or not?
I don't know.
He's a weird-looking geezer, and he takes his shirt off at every opportunity. I don't know.
He's easy to make fun of.
Yeah.
That's your news this morning. Thanks, Jason Fetty.